Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
This is the greatest show in the world right here. This is the greatest show in the world.
And Mike, if you need anything at Home Depot, call Robert Benedict. He'll pick it up for you.
We have Jimmy Cerrito on the line.
James Cerrito!
Let's talk. You know what? I've been meaning to do this personally, but I'll do it on the show. James Tiberius Cerrito, suffering more than most people during this. Jimmy, you and I have been through an awful lot of crap together, but... this is just add this to the list. How are you, my dear friend?
Remember this. We are all hanging in there. Thank you very much for asking. Thanks for putting me on the show. What a good time we're having right now.
How are your deliveries doing? Are people buying food from you, and is your delivery business doing at least something to keep you going?
Something to keep us going a little bit. St. Patrick's Day was pretty decent for deliveries. We got our... kind of got our asses handed to us during dinner. The next day, very slow. Our payroll doubled our sales, so that's not a good business plan. Right. Yesterday, a little better. And today, through the help of our mayor, Lisa Merkel, the Commonwealth of Virginia passed the off-premise beer and wine regulations. So we are going to be able to deliver
and
wine.
Oh, hello.
Jimmy, do you deliver beer? Because I remember growing up, like in New Jersey, there were blue laws, and on Sundays, you couldn't buy like bottled beer, but restaurants would sell like beer in almost like Chinese food containers. Are you allowed to sell draft beer, or does it have to be sealed?
We can sell draft beer in a growler.
Okay.
Perfect. I can't think of anything better. Yeah. If you're in the Northern Virginia area, this is one of my best friends in the world, people. And this is a man who is a sole proprietor of a service industry establishment. He runs Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. We may joke with Jimmy all the time, but this is somebody who's on the front lines with all of his employees who are the very, very first people to be affected by this with the unemployment situation. So really, Jimmy, I feel for you. And it's just I can't imagine how you are doing. As much as we're able to come in here and do a silly little show, you're out there, you know, not able to open your doors. It's got to be tough.
The craziest part is it all happened the day before St. Patrick's Day, for crying out loud.
Right.
We just stocked 50 kegs of beer and 100 cases of beer and food for 600 to 700 people. We just got it all in stock. And then the whole world fell apart overnight. Here today, gone tomorrow. You know, God giveth, God taketh.
We got Jimmy on the line. Carla's here. Jimmy, say hi to...
you're beautiful, Carl. I was watching. Thank you.
Hi.
Carla, could I come there and you'll do something with this crater on the side of my nose I've had since I was a teenager?
I would love to pick whatever is in there out.
What do you mean, Jimmy? You got a zit?
Is it black?
I had one when I was 15. I had this huge pimple on it, and after I did business in the bathroom mirror, it never kind of went back to normal.
Business. I got a crater on it. I would love to help you with that, Jimmy.
Do you think the reason the business is off is COVID, or because you're talking about picking zits?
I don't pick them anymore.
Okay, good boy. Good boy.
Hey, Jimmy, how can we get in touch with, how can we help? How can our listenership help? How can your family, how can we help you out?
I appreciate everything you guys are doing. You know, you can go to any bar, help these bars.
No. We want to help you first. How do we help our family?
But actually, you know, for bars around the country, Jimmy, this would be good advice for people in California if there is delivery service. Yeah. It's delivery, right? I've been following you. I've been trying to figure out what's going on.
It's delivery. Pretty much, it's Jimmy's.
But I'm talking about around the country, Oscar's. That's the first sign that Oscar's alcohol, right?
Yeah.
Rob, is that the first sign right
and
there?
And then he does a double shrug like he's holding globes. And his
like he doesn't understand what's going on. Hey, come on.
Stella. Somebody he's drinking Stella.
Oh, now everybody's talking over each other. Jimmy, how are you?
Yes.
God almighty.
I'm good. I just got done washing my hands, and I'm drinking my second Corona of the day now.
Attaboy. Oh, very good. That's wonderful. Yeah. How is your lovely wife and your daughter, Kelsey? How are they doing?
Yeah, they're good. They're both sleeping. We're quarantined together at the moment.
Mm.
Smart. That's good. Well, hang in there, Jimmy. And, you know, God, when this is all over, we have to either get you down here to Florida or we have to meet again out there. And by the way, for the Mike O'Mara Show Live, obviously, folks, this would be the time of year that we're talking to you about where that's going to be. Mm-hmm. We are... we're on hold with that, and we're going to be holding on that till the foreseeable future, and we'll let you know what's going on. So, Jimmy, hang in there. We love you. All right, stay safe.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Last thing. By the way, I'm quarantined in St. Thomas, Virgin Islands. I love you very much.
Oh, you rat bastard!
Whoa, you asshole! You're in the Virgin Islands?
Yes.
This guy.
You're in the flipping virgin.
Folks.
You son of a bitch.
Work?
Lucky, Jimmy.
This is incredible, abysmal prick.
This is so great because I called Jimmy yesterday and he told me this. And I was like, is he going to reveal it?
Is he going to reveal it?
Well, yeah,
oh,
I mean, he's
like, God.
It's not exactly crawling with people.
Wow.
Kelsey's been living on a houseboat with our cousins.
I know. I follow her video thing with that that cousin and the cousin's wife and their kid. What's the deal with that? When did Kelsey turn into like a nomadic hippie? That's just like
they're snorkelers and scuba divers.
It's like
if you want to follow Kelsey, just watch the show on Bravo. It's called Below Deck Kelsey. And it's all about her life on a houseboat.
You're with family. It's important.
Adventures.
How long are you going to be in the Virgin Islands, Jimmy?
It could be we might leave tomorrow if they cancel flights, or it might be a month, 2 months. We don't know. This is actually a dilemma. We're not sure what we're going to be able to do. Depending on
you know, I wish I could say that I feel for you. By the way, with the BBI, what island are you on, by the way?
We're actually on, it's called Water Island, and there's less than 100 people on this island. We're near St. Thomas. We're in St. Thomas. This is the U.S. Virgin Islands.
It's the U.S., baby.
Did you make your travel arrangements prior to...
No, months ago. Mm. We booked a villa, and then bought the airfare, and Kelsey and my cousins on the boat came here just to meet with us. We're here to visit them for a week. And on St. Paddy's Day, when the whole world fell apart and the bottom fell out, Maureen and I had to make a serious decision. Are we going to go, or are we going to stay here? Mm. And I said... Jimmy's is shutting down. I'm laying a bunch of people off. I had my meetings all day on St. Paddy's Day with the staff. And I said, if we're going to be quarantined, I want to be with Kelsey. I don't want to be anywhere else on the
planet. I get it, pal. Mm. I mean, really, it is so you. Jimmy Cerrito, I'm doing the whole poor bar owner,
struggling,
supervising his kitchen, sending out the food orders, and he's in.
And that's what it looks like on Facebook too.
Of course,
I didn't know you were there.
I'm struggling.
Good job, Jimmy.
Virgin Islands.
You're something else.
Here.
It'll be okay.
I love you. I love you, Jimmy. I do love you. I swear to God, you always put a new spin on it. Get out of here. Thank you very much. Hold on. Thank you, Jimmy. All right, hang on.
Thank you, Jimmy.
All right, very good.
Enjoy your cruise.
Come here, buddy.
During that call, what you didn't realize is that your son was coming into the shop, I think realized he was on camera, and started crawling.
Like Jason Bourne.
But you can still see him crawling.
All right, we're going to take a break. Oh, my God, we're running late. Shocker.
Wicked late.
We're running late. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have an interview with Michael William O'Mara right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
TMOS Classic.
It's time to make your UK visa digital. If you have a BRP card that expires on the 31st of December 2024 or a stamp or vignette sticker in your passport, you should change to an e-visa now. This means it will never be lost and can be accessed online at any time to prove your right to live, work or study in the UK. It's free and your immigration status won't be affected. Find out more now at gov.uk/e-visa.
And now, King's Thing. Hi, I'm Larry. Cheese should always be refrigerated. Wait, what about this? Hats for fish. Nobody roots for the Oilers anymore. My wristwatch just keeps slipping off. I worry about Kirstie Alley. I never cast a reflection. Jojo Rabbit. I don't get it. My computer mouse is an actual mouse. And when I need a laugh, I listen to the TMOS bonus show. your passport to the assport, all right? Whoa, that's funny there, right? Yeah. Buy it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Buy it.
Buy it.
Buy it. Unmute. Hi, everybody. And now he's got the headphones on. Mommy, you can run the microphone for him. Michael William O'Mara is on the show, and finally, he can really hear you guys. So this is fun.
Get your Swedish fish only at Walmart. That's it.
Bye. Oh, wait, perfect.
No, come back over. The
we
guys want to talk to you.
We have a banner.
What's a banner?
You know, I could call.
It's a Oscar.
Oh, boy.
Oscar, don't punt. This is
it's your son. I can't pounce. It's your son. I love
don't
him.
Don't pounce. Yeah, you have a Swedish fish. Yeah. Say hi to Oscar and Rob, Michael.
Hi, Oscar and Rob.
Do you love those Swedish fish, or is it just Stockholm Syndrome?
I like Swedish fish.
Do you know what the flavor of them is? Can you describe the flavor? What do they taste like? Like a fruit?
Kind of like orange strawberry-ish with a lot of sugar.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a good call. Very good call. I like them. Delicious.
That's pretty good.
Michael, who do you love more, mommy or daddy?
Daddy.
Oh, that's a lie. He looked at mommy first.
So,
I
that's so
you.
Sweet.
Yeah, you want to
that's
talk about so Stockholm mean. Syndrome.
You're grounded.
Michael, how have you enjoyed being cooped up in the house with mommy and daddy?
I like it, but guess what mom just said?
What did mom just say?
When I said I love daddy more, he said I'm grounded.
Yeah. It's appropriate.
I have a song for you, Michael.
Michael, what can you tell me?
Signor Don Gato was a cat.
Do you hear that?
On a high red roof, Don Gato sat.
You know
he
that
was
song?
There to read a letter, meow, 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 where the reading light was better, meow, meow, meow. It was a love note for Don Gato. I adore you, wrote the lady cat.
You know that song, Michael?
Fluffy white.
Michael, let me ask you this. How, why do you think we're all cooped up together? Why are we doing
great
that
question.
Right now?
Good
because the coronavirus smacked his butt.
Turn that off, please, for the love of
it's
God.
It's Don Gato.
It's a great song.
Hey, turn that off. Turn it off.
It's done.
Oh, no.
Done.
Just like Papa. Like
yeah, he's a taskmaster. Yeah, like mommy, would you like to ask Michael any questions?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so the nickname for coronavirus is coronavirus, but what's the real name?
COVID.
COVID-19.
Oh, there you go. That's good to go.
So how have you enjoyed being out of school?
I like it. It's funner than just being at school all day.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And plus,
you're talking to the microphone.
The days are getting really short, so
they're getting longer.
Oh yeah, the longer. So I was gonna say they're getting shorter, but they're not. But when we leave school in the afternoon, and we don't have that much time to play, anyways.
Do you ever go out on a run with your father? Since you can exercise, but you can hang out at home.
Can't go to the gym though.
What did you do today with your daddy?
We rode bikes all around the neighborhood.
Wow.
Big win.
Big so schwin.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it,
yeah,
Uncle
say that.
Oscar.
Say that.
No, don't worry about it.
you know what really makes me angry? Is that he is so much better on the air than my 17-year-old son.
Oh, no, he's not. Your kid was great back. When your kid was his age, he was fantastic.
Yeah, but he hasn't
advanced. When he gets to that point. All right, Michael, does mommy have a movie on for you? Or
it's over.
It's over? What did you
stay on the show.
What's that?
I want to stay on the show.
He wants to stay on the show.
Yeah, that's what Buzz said.
I want to stay on the show, please.
News.
All right, news. Snooze.
Oscar, how you doing, buddy?
A part of me wants to tell or ask Maddie to get me a beer, but with this COVID-19, I think I got to go get it. Can I go get one?
Why don't you go get one?
Okay.
Yeah. It's not like
go get a beer.
Yeah.
This is normally about the time you power down anyway.
All right, let me press my thing. Good news, America.
Mike. We need it.
We're not going to lose Tom Hanks or Rita Wilson. Oh, thank God.
Yeah, especially since we just watched that movie he did.
Which one?
Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
What did you think of it? Their rep says, you know what? Let me do that on the bonus show. I'll tell you about...
I like that. Okay.
Because I might be a little conflicted on it. Their rep
it
says,
really affected me, so I'm curious to see what you said.
Yeah, I'd like to know what your take is. Their rep says, quote, Tom and Rita are doing very well and continue to recover. Their recovery is very much on course for healthy adults with the virus. They are feeling much better each day. Meanwhile, Tom's sister gave a slightly less rosy update. Quote, he's not great, but still okay. Doesn't that sound like the sister?
Yeah.
He's not great, but still okay. That, you know what? Am I shocked? No.
Is that his sister, Mike Kathy Hanks?
He's an actor, not a god.
Well, who said he was a god? Ever.
All right. I have a journalistic endeavor for you.
Okay.
We have to find the sister. We have to find Debbie Downer. All right.
Debbie
that
Hanks?
Decided to F up his message because of her own angst.
By the way, Hankst. By the way, what happened is Tom called her and said, hey, Debbie, you need to issue a statement because I'm going to look great, but I want people to be concerned still. By the way, the Elvis movie's coming out in 6 months.
Rob thinks that Tom Hanks is the ultimate scammer.
I can see that.
If you doubt me, just look at history.
Unbelievable. Yeah. That is too funny. New Orleans Saint coach Sean Payton, he has tested positive. He's the first confirmed case in the NFL. Payton wasn't feeling well Sunday, so he got tested Monday, got his results yesterday. That might feed into this whole thing that we've been hearing about with celebrities maybe getting preferential treatment, but I have no idea. He says, quote, I was fortunate to be in the minority without the serious side effects that some have. Well, they're not side effects if you have the virus, Sean, just to be honest with you. It's not a side effect.
One of the side effects, Mike, is death.
There you go. Younger people feel like they can handle this, but they can be a carrier to someone who can't handle it. So we all need to do our part. It's important for every one of us to do our part.
Attaboy, thank Oscar, for grabbing two. You made the trip
quarantine.
Good job, Oscar. Proud of you.
Yay, Oscar. Terrific.
If you are an old school classy gentleman and you're hoping to make it through quarantine with the help
listening.
Of a fine publication like Playboy.
Oh, look out! Nice. Look out!
Wasn't that our intro music as well? You better have some back issues stocked up. Playboy is shutting down due to the pandemic. This music Rob is playing with our opening for the cocktail party is Playboy After Dark. It was black and white late at night. I tried to find it on TV when my parents would have a party, and
it was like a Hollywood set of a laughing living room, and it was like Hugh Hefner saying, hey, look, Flip Wilson is here.
And they'd have Lenny Bruce, Buddy Rich, those people.
All those hip folks.
They're stopping print publication. They will instead be focusing on daily growth in a digital sense.
Hey, look out!
The spring 2020 issue arrives on newsstands this week, and it'll be their final printed magazine for the year. Playboy Enterprises says the magazine could possibly return in 2021 or later, but there are no concrete plans for now. I like the way I hand my copy over to you and you just discard it.
I mean, Carla's she was like here every day.
She has to put it into the scrapbook.
How do you like doing the show with me during the coronavirus?
I just want to say thank you guys for having me.
Oh,
I'm really
delight.
Enjoying myself.
This is just like watching George and Alana.
Thank you. Don't expect these stories to stop anytime soon that I'm going to share with you. They keep rolling in. Here are 10 more inspiring stories surrounding the outbreak.
Oh, this
if you need
help,
just ask. A new survey asked 6,000 Americans if they'd be willing to go grocery shopping for a neighbor or friend who's high risk and can't go out. And other people who aren't high risk, 86% said yes.
More good people than bad.
Absolutely.
That's nice.
In Brazil, they've been using a huge projector on the Christ the Redeemer statue, so it's lit up with flags of countries from all over the world. I love that for some reason. I think that's
fantastic.
The
greatest thing about a Brazilian projector is that you never get a hair on the lens.
Rob! Damn.
See, he's dirty. He's dirty,
you know what it is? It's after dark. Speedwagon after dark.
There's a guy in Australia whose dad passed away a while back, and for decades he liked to hoard toilet paper for some reason. Now the son is giving it all away. Quote, he would have wanted me to give them to people in need.
I'm giving it all away!
In need. Are we in need of toilet paper?
We're in need.
We didn't even get to that we didn't get
Carla,
that in our delivery.
Down to two squares.
Yeah, I can't. That's not happening.
It's got to happen for the common good.
It doesn't work.
Businesses all across the country have been handing. Hi.
Hi, it's Mike O'Mara.
Hi, Mike.
Evenings with Mike O'Mara. Businesses all across the country have been handing out toilet paper to people who need it. I know you're nervous, but you're really like beginning to take the skin off my
You don't like that?
Right
footsies?
Oh. Yeah, she's playing footsies in her
We're trying to do a show
way.
Here.
Can you sit up?
Oh, or are you just checking for the fact that he's
show
still
your
a sensation
little friend.
Below
Show
the
your
knee.
Little friend.
Whoa, that's not Frankie, is it?
That's Frankie. Yeah.
Oh, my
that's
God,
Frank-a-fer.
He looks so much cuter than he used to.
Well, we have Frankie. Him cut.
Oh,
we've
yeah.
been taking care
yeah,
of
looks
him.
Good.
He looks good. We had him circumcised.
He was like mangy Manassas before. Now he's in classy Florida.
Three little old ladies in the UK are riding out the crisis together in one of their apartments. Now people are comparing them to the Golden Girls. They did a great interview and said they'll be fine because they have Netflix and plenty of wine.
Do you know that when Robert saw the show The Golden Girls on the TV once, he walked through and said, "This is the worst reality show I've ever seen."
A woman, my mom was in a nursing home in Massachusetts or an assisted living facility. And this, by the way, this is why the bonus show will be fun, because three glasses of wine have now affected my mouth.
And furniture's being delivered.
That's right. Robert's coming.
Oh,
yeah,
and I get to do
timing.
That tonight.
Sorry.
A woman at a nursing home in Massachusetts. What's that going to be,
midnight?
Woman
in a nursing home.
A woman in a nursing home in Massachusetts turned 100 years old the other day, and her entire family showed up in her window to sing happy birthday.
Booze.
Oh, got a drink.
A woman in Rhode Island had to cancel her trip to Disney World, so she used Disney books and props to create her own Festival of Fantasy Parade and posted the video on Twitter.
Wow.
Isn't that nice?
She should get a good ass kicking for Gross. That.
What a bitch.
Sounds
on
like
wheels.
Fun.
The line's locked.
Mike. 888-920-MORE.
Can we take some calls?
I'm doing the news, for Christ's sake.
Come on, Alana.
He wrote it.
This is just like. Why don't you two go on an island together with Jimmy in St. Thomas?
It sounds like fun.
All right.
I'm on a
houseboat.
TMOS Classic.
All right, are you ready to give us an audio vault, even though you've been all ramped up today? And
I
stuff?
Am. Right, I'll try not to unfriend anybody for the next 9 minutes.
Okay, go for it.
I've also, whenever I run into a truly great piece of music, Mike, I like to share it. And what happens when America, when the world really is at crisis, disc jockeys get together and make parody records.
Okay, let me get my dynamite ready.
Are you ready?
Please. Sometimes
this one is called North Korea. I think you're going to like it. It's very clever.
Oh, I got it.
Ooh, just look at Kim Jong-un.
We'll kind of, never know how great that was.
Kind of worth coming into work today, wasn't it?
Are we going to be able to get those fat baby t-shirts out before this thing's over?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, we are definitely going to. We need to just go over a couple of pieces of artwork, and then we can have them by next week.
Chop, chop. Let's get today. That done, awesome. Because I think we're going to. We have my wife, in her infinite wisdom, referred to Kim Jong-un as the fat baby.
That's good.
And so like we're simply going to have a picture of fat on top, picture of him, baby. Fat
Perfect.
Baby.
Love it.
Thank
love
you.
It.
Thank you
now,
very much.
Because I knew Tony was coming in this week, I've been saving this. BuzzFeed.com put together a list of the worst Beatles covers ever. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to share some of them with you. The first one, Mike, I think you've probably never heard this before. Mm-hmm. Sean Connery doing the song In My Life.
There are places I'll remember all my life. Though some have changed.
That's terrible.
Forever.
Isn't that horrible?
That is really bad.
Now, some gone.
It's sad, really.
What is he doing? I mean, John Lennon was shot. He's still alive, and somehow that's sad.
Yeah.
I like
but you know what? It's that's better than In My Life being used for sleepies mattresses.
I agree. I agree. Do you remember?
You Beatles fans.
Do you remember in the old days? I think she did the Griffin show a lot. Mrs. Miller?
Oh,
she was like
a
novelty act. Yeah.
I remember her. Yeah.
A novelty act, and she did a couple albums. Here's her take on a kid's favorite, Mike.
I like it.
Yeah, it's good. It is good.
The bubbling sound—that's actually her.
That is. Now, Buzz, help me. Who is Xaviera Hollander? That's the happy hooker.
The happy hooker. Yes. Yeah. Author.
Well, she'll be especially happy after she knows we played her version of Michelle. You know, are you turned on?
There are whores and then there are whores.
Yeah.
But she falls into that category of just. She's kind of big and gross.
Well, now, yeah.
No, you know what I mean? Yeah, she's just like overdone, over, yeah. and just well, gross.
She was like an ex-madam, I think, when she recorded this. So yeah. She was she, old when she was young.
Performing alone, if you know what I mean, while doing this song?
Yeah. Well, you know her. She was big.
I don't like
I love this one. This is Bill Cosby.
I don't really want to stop the show. You might like to know.
You see,
that the singer's gonna play the song.
Bob McCartney has so the most money you. In the UK and Raggets and Rolls and Reason has it.
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely
Hearts Club Band.
See that. As a novelty record, I'm laughing at that because really it's Cosby squeaky. Probably when he was hot.
Yes.
And I like that. And now Bill Cosby, I mean, I've been blessed to interview Bill Cosby more than once. And what's great about Cos now is that he will just go off on a tangent.
You never know what he'll say.
And it's still Bill Cosby.
Yeah. He oftentimes forgets to promote why he called.
Yes,
yeah. Right, yeah, yeah. But he will go on
and you know
talk.
What? He shows up in a sweatsuit, you know, when he's talking to you now. Yeah. Right. It's cool. He doesn't care.
And we're from the same era. So, yeah. I mean, Bill Cosby was the man. And
yeah.
I don't care if he's 150 years old. I mean, the fact that he comes on to my show and talks, I loved it. And I let him ramble. I don't care. He's Bill Cosby. He gets that kind
of
respect.
Course.
You ever heard of a singer called Wing?
No.
She's Asian.
Yeah, she's Scandinavian.
No, that's someone else. This is Wing.
Who's
she's
the other
Asian.
One-name person that wears feathers all the time?
Oh, the one who wore... Bjork?
Bjork.
Bjork. Yeah, you won't confuse her with Wing. Here's Wing doing an early Beatles favorite, Mike.
Wing.
She's Asian,
robot?
Yeah. Right. Okay, and I close... Oh, well, just a taste of this, because everyone loves this one. Shatner.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you. You answer quite slowly.
Really?
That's become kind of a classic.
It has.
I love this guy.
And it was the very beginning of Shatner... poking fun at himself. Shatner getting the joke about
resurgence
Shatner,
of his career, yeah.
And really, he became legendary. Mm-hmm. He's iconic because he's an example. You know how many guys we used to have TV people come into the studio that hated the fact that they were associated with these series that they
old
had been
series.
On?
Yeah.
Gilligan Syndrome.
You know, Werner Klemperer was on Colonel Klink. He could never, ever accept the fact that he was known as Colonel Klink. Shatner embraced being Captain
Loved
Kirk.
It.
And he went on to bigger and better things. And I think he's just a model for how to handle TV. Celebrity.
He's great.
Two more real quick.
Tony could learn a few things from
that. Tony. Hey. Yes. We'll talk about it over lunch at Wegmans. Tiny Tim. Mike.
That's even high for Tiny Tim.
Can I ask you a favor?
Yeah.
Is there a way to start that again?
Sure, you bet. His mess up at the beginning.
I love what they chose to keep that in.
Yeah, it's charming.
Where
really.
He reacts to his own mistake.
Once again, Tiny Tim.
Listen.
Good call.
Good call.
I love that.
Now the last one.
Do you remember who I met Tiny Tim with at the same performing on the same venue?
I don't.
I met them at the Desert Lounge in Pasadena, Maryland.
Oh yeah.
And Tiny Tim was performing on the same bill with Tubby Boots.
Oh, Tubby Boots!
Oh yes,
Tiny and Tubby.
Oh, yes,
Tubby Boots.
Tiny and Tubby
boots.
Tour.
Fantastic.
So
that
disgusting.
Is quite a bill.
I would say if there was any weakness to that performance is that it was under orchestrated. Just him and the ukulele. Our final clip does not have that problem.
Okay.
One of the greatest entertainers of the 20th century, really, if you consider all 100 years, Mike. This is Bing Crosby.
Hey Jude.
Oh God, that's terrible.
Don't make it bad.
Thank you, everybody. Those are the worst Beatles covers ever.
Sure are, Rob.
Have you ever heard of a guy named Gary Rydstrom?
Nope.
No, he has 7 Academy Awards. He won 2 of them for working on Jurassic Park.
Okay.
And he did an interview revealing what he did to create the noises of dinosaurs. Uh-huh. You can't just go out and record dinosaurs.
What comes to mind, what jumps into my mind, is being in the theater and that incredible shot of the glass of water.
Oh, I love that.
Vibrating with the T-Rex. It was incredible.
And Spielberg later explained that he got that idea because he had his car stereo turned up, and whenever the bass notes would hit on the subwoofer, he would see that vibration in the water. He said, I got to use that for the dinosaurs.
Phenomenal.
Yeah,
except
brilliant.
He said subwoofer. The Brachiosaurus bellowing, Mike, is a donkey braying slowed down. That's a slowed down donkey for the Brachiosaurus.
I love this stuff. I could listen to this all day.
I love this stuff too.
Now, when the T-Rex growls, it's a Jack Russell Terrier playing with a toy, slowed down. Isn't that great?
Wow.
I love this.
Brilliant.
Little dog.
Yeah.
I love that it's that simple.
You know what's brilliant about it, though, really? He's using, it's organic. He's using other animals.
Right. So it doesn't sound like something otherworldly.
And I think, as opposed to something that's computer generated, that legitimately has the fear fact, because it is an animal creating a scary sound.
When the T-Rex roared, it was a baby elephant trumpeting, slowed down. Here's the T-Rex roaring. And I love that he went with a baby elephant, because I think it would be too low if it was a grown-up elephant.
Right. The this last is great. One, I love this, Rob.
The last one, the Velociraptors.
Velociraptors,
forgive me. When they talk to each other, remember when they had them in the kitchen and the kids were hiding and the Velociraptors were...
Just remember Sam Neill, that means you're still alive when they eat you. All right, go ahead. All right.
So when they're communicating, he recorded at SeaWorld two turtles having sex and incorporated a male dolphin in heat. So this is the sound of the Velociraptors talking.
That's the turtle breaking through the shell.
That's right.
That is so phenomenally wonderful.
Worst porn ever.
A little reverb and you're good to go.
Yeah, and we close. I don't know if you know this. Do you know that Rihanna and Chris Brown have broken up?
What?
It's true. Yeah,
good.
Conan covered it last night.
Rihanna broke up with Chris Brown after she caught him cheating with a waitress. Rihanna said she knew something was up when Brown came home with another woman's lipstick on his knuckles.
That, Mike, that is your magic audio ball.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.